grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Good morning. Papa's the gentleman who's playing the organ. That's who Papa is. You are all very welcome here in Kay Park Parish Church this morning. And especially to those of you who joined with us this morning on this Remembrance Sunday. And that's particularly true to our uniformed organisations. Thank you to each of you and to your mums and dads and grannies and grandpas and aunties and uncles and all those who are here to support you. And what we do together today as people in this place is something that honours those who have done the greatest thing that they could do, which is give of their life, that we might have life. God's word says that he is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God is with us. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. God says, be still and know that I am your God. As we begin our service of worship this morning, we sing together hymn number 192. And as we sing that hymn, our colour party will bring the colours on and will remain standing until all of those are in place at the end of the hymn. Our hymn, All My Hope on God Is Founded.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Thank you so much to our colour party for the part that you're playing today. It's really special, so thank you to you. This day we gather here, and in our small way it is to remember. And as we gather here, people gather across this town, this country, and the world. And the remembering is not just about what has passed, but it is also about the truth that the past tends to linger, that there are painful memories that remain with people, and that even as we gather today to give thanks for those who laid down their life, we know that there is war and conflict still alive in our world today. And so we seek today to know God's presence and God's peace. We join together in prayer, and then we'll share in the words of the Lord's Prayer as they appear on the screens. Let us pray. Eternal God, you forget nothing. All the days and events which have been lived were done so under your ever-loving and all-seeing eye. You have journeyed with us and with our forebears. You never forget. You are faithful through generation upon generation. Your presence in the darkness as well as in the light. For you have promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Before you this morning, O God, we acknowledge that we have not always walked the way of peace. We have shown hatred, prejudice. We have judged others. In our own thoughts and words and actions, we have been selfish and unfeeling to the needs of others. When we have seen injustice, we have been silent. Rather than being peacemakers, we have erred against one another and against you. This day, O God, we seek your forgiveness. We confess before you our sin and failings, trusting in your mercy and in your compassion. Heavenly Father, be near to us each one as we worship together today. And in this act of remembrance, help us to sense that we are part of the worldwide family of your people, wherever they are this day. That there is more that unites us than there is that divides us. May we know this day, O God, your presence and your peace around us and within us. And we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer as you taught your first followers, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Distributed around the pillars of our church this morning is poetry or stories, I believe, that have been written by the Scouts as they have reflected on the meaning of remembrance. And some of you may like, at the end of our gathering this morning, to take some time to read the words that have been written. They're simple, but they're very profound, and they say an awful lot about what this day means. As we prepare to stand for these moments of silence, we're going to, first of all, watch a small piece of film and listen to the noise behind this film. This was recorded on the American front near the River Moselle in France, and it was recorded a minute before the armistice on that 11th hour of the 11th month, 1918. We watch and listen.
Thank you.
in the rising of the sun and in its going down. We will remember them in the blowing of the wind and in the chill of winter. We will remember them in the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of the summer. We will remember them in the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn. We will remember them when we are lost and sick at heart. We will remember them when we have joys we yearn to share. We will remember them. So long as we live, they too shall live, for we will remember them. The sound that we listened to there were the moments before 11 o'clock on that day, the end of the First World War, and then the moments after. From the gunfire and the noise of war, the guns fell silent and the birdsong could be heard. But we are fallen people and we don't easily remember the lessons of war. And so we would face the Second World War and several continuing conflicts down through the years. And even today, our world is still scarred and broken by the decision to go to battle rather than to work for ways of peace. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for a friend." As we are able together, can we please stand? Let us recall before God those who have given their lives in the cause of freedom and in the service of others, especially those known to us, those who are part of the story of our family and extended family, this parish and wider community of Kilmarnock. For they shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Thank you.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for their tomorrow we gave our today. Amen. Please be seated. We believe that God made this world, that God loves this world, that God lives in this world. We believe that God holds it and cradles it in loving hands, holding its pain, caring for every memory of every person in conflict. We believe that God loves each human being on every side of every struggle, who has given of themselves even to death for their friends and family and country. We believe that violence breaks the heart of God, that bullets tear through God's realm, and war opposes God's love. But we believe that love lives longer than hatred, that hope burns away at despair. God calls us from ways of warring and hatred and violence to ways of love, forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace. May God grant us the strength and the help to live in love. I'm going to sing in a moment, but before we do that, those of you this morning who are beavers, that's the smallest thing, beavers, and we've also, so I've got beavers and I've got cubs, that's right, aren't I? And I've got a brownie, two brownies as well. If you're a beaver, or if you're a brownie, or if you're a cub, I want you to come and stand up here. The older ones don't need to, but those ones that I've just shouted on, I want you to come and stand up. Come on, up here. Right? And I want you to take a big circle up here. Right, up you come, all of you. Up you come. Oh, come. Right, this is going to be really complicated because it's much more than I thought there was. So, what I'll do is, let's have some of you. Is Fiona here to help me with this? Where's Fiona?
Move.
Fiona, can you collect a group of about 8 of them to take you down to that stage there?
Right.
Eight. Right, so you can be in that space there, okay? And the rest of you, there's still quite a lot of you there. I'm going to send another couple of you down over there, right? Right, I want you to make a circle, those of you that are left. Why? You're the way some of you meant to move. Right, make a circle on the stage there. Make a circle. Right, circle. Okay, when you come to there, finish the circle off. Can you manage it? Right, fantastic. We're there. Have we done it? Circle here? Yeah, right? Now, this is a bit complicated and I don't know how well this is going to work. So, here's what you're going to do. I want you to put your right hand up in the air. Right? Your right hand. So some people have got left hands up. So Alison there's a teacher. So Alison's going to come around and help you with your right and your left. That's great. So you've got a right hand up, right? And then what you're going to do is, you're going to put it into the middle the circle, and you're going to go a wee bit closer together and grab the right hand of someone else. Right, stop. Oh, very good. Now you're going to put your left hand in the air, and then you're going to grab the left hand of someone else in the circle. Wow, what a mess! And then what you're going to do is you've got to unstrap yourself, and you're not allowed to let your hands go. Thank you.
very basic. Sometimes we fall out with people. Put your hand up if you've ever fallen out with anyone and have a red. Well, we see it. Well, we see if the grown-ups have to. Let's go. Let's see if our mums and dads have. Anyone in the church ever fallen out with anyone? Oh, look. So, here's the problem with the world. Who needs any prime minister when you've got me? So I'm just going to tell you what the problem with the world is. The problem with the world is that we were made to love one another and to help each other to be the very best people that we can possibly be. But here's the problem. Take your finger and point it forwards, and then put your thumb up like that, and then point back at yourself. That's what the problem is. We, you and me, are the problem. Because no matter sometimes how hard we try to be good people, no matter how hard we try to do nice things, quite often we do things that are not good, that are not nice. We fall out with others and we get in a bit of a mess. And sometimes when we get in a bit of a mess like that, it's hard for us to get out of the mess. So it got slightly better when our leaders came up, although in some cases it got slightly worse. And that just is a picture of the world, isn't it? It's exactly what the world is like. That sometimes the more people who get involved, the messier the situation gets, until some people decide to break the rules and do something different. And there was a little pocket of people here. Who were the ones that just let go? Put your hands up if you were the ones that just let go. No, don't be ashamed, you didn't. Put your hands up. Those of you that let go. Yeah. Some of them, just a tiny little pocket of them in here, thought, do you know what? We're just going to stop this. We're going to stop. And that was actually a great thing to do, and it's not surprising that there's only a few of you that chose to do that, because that's what the world is like as well. Our hope and our prayer as we remember today women and men and boys and girls who so sadly have died because of wars and fighting and violence in the world is that we would remember to live differently. We would remember to live differently. So when we're in the middle of all that, that we would stop for a minute and think, maybe I need to be different. Maybe I need to say sorry. Maybe I need to ask that person to forgive me. And I need to be a better person. And we can all do that. The next time you try that, my advice would be to try in smaller groups. Probably if your scout leaders do it with you or your brownie guide leaders do it with you, in groups of about eight, that was about the right size. But that scrum was just brilliant. You were fantastic. But please don't just go away and forget that. Try and hold on to that. And for those of us that are that bit older, I think you'll see that in that simple way of doing that there, it says an awful lot about why we get into the mess that we get into and what we need to do to break down that mess round about us. It only needs one or two of us to think differently and to be brave and courageous, and things can change. Thanks be to God. Before we sing our next song, just to say that our young church is going to go away after the end of the song, and I think our brownies, our beavers and our cubs are going to join them, and there's some activities downstairs for you. The song we're going to sing is Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, number 5 to 8 in our books, and it will appear on the screens.